Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. It was grace that thawed my heart to and grace my fears relieve. How precious did that grace appear. The I first
thank you, Jesus. Yes, once we were lost, but Lord, you came looking for us, searching for us. We were blind. We couldn't even know our way. But through your amazing grace, look at where we are now. Oh, Lord, we say thank you. We bless you. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, amazing grace even has seen us, Lord, through the week that has just passed. Oh, Lord, your blessings upon your children, testimonies even that, Lord, through the week, oh, we could raise them and continue to worship you and give you all the praise and honor and glory, Lord. Father, we say thank you even as, Lord, you've opened another week for us. And here we are, all right, in your presence, Lord. Father, even as we have come, O God, yes, we know that, Lord, you have something for us to begin the week with. So, Lord, we come with all reverence, Lord, with all obedience, with all humility. O Lord, to sit at your feet, O God, oh, that needful thing that, Lord, you expect us to do, oh Lord, that's what to God grace has granted us this privilege to be in your presence, Lord. So, Father, as we have come, we want to hear from you. And we want to commit the proceedings, Lord, with Sunday schools here and upstairs, Lord, into your hands. The Lord, you being the author of your own word, the teacher, you come, Lord, and take your word this morning. And Father, prepare us, Lord, for the real word that you have for us today, O God. So, Lord, bless the Sunday schools as we commit all into your hands. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Yes, this morning we would like to look at a subject, the supreme deity of Jesus Christ, or the Godhead. It's a very big subject because it's all about the Bible. It's all about Christ. Amen. And this subject had been what? Taught here by the ministry several times. Amen. But you see, as we go along, we need to go back and pick on subjects like this, especially when we have gotten in some new brethren who had come into the faith, so that we all come abreast with the truth that we hold in this time. Amen. So there are a number of scriptures that we can start from this morning, because the supreme deity of Jesus Christ is all about this book. Amen. But we will pick our text this morning from Ephesians 1. As we read the first three verses. Let's hear the word of God. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of the word. As we sit now, Lord, we want to hear from you. May we be seated. God bless you. So, we all know this holy book is a book of mysteries. And without revelation by the Holy Spirit, you will miss the true interpretation thereof. So the prophet, in the message book, The Church Ages, The Revelation of Jesus Christ in the Seven Church Ages, he said something about revelation. When he started, we all know that quote. He said, "The importance of revelation by the Spirit to a true believer can never be overemphasized." Our brother David liked this quote very well. Amen. I mean, my brother David at the back there. He liked this quote really very well. Amen. So revelation means more to you than perhaps you realize. See, he said it is tremendously important to the church. Tremendously important to the church. Amen. Because the whole church, you see, is built upon revelation. Amen. The revelation of who Christ is. So, without much ado, let's get straight to the scripture that we just read, Ephesians 1. Now, verse 1, he said, Paul, apostle. Paul, addressing the church of Ephesus, introduced himself to the church. So he said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. And I love that. Amen. Because he's trying to tell us that his apostleship, it wasn't conferred on him by man. Amen. It was not conferred on him by man. And not by any headquarters. Praise the Lord. but by Jesus Christ himself. See, and that's absolutely true because Jesus himself confirmed it. You know, the incident on the way to Damascus when Paul was blinded by that light. Jesus himself introducing Paul to Ananias, one of the believers in Damascus, who was to go and restore the sight of Paul. Jesus himself said in Acts 9:15, he said, he is a chosen vessel unto me. Amen. To bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Amen. So truly, his apostleship, it was what? It was Christ who called him. And so even when he was addressing the church in Rome, he said, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Amen. Paul, see, called and set apart for something purposely. Amen. And then to the church in Galatia, he said, for his ministry, he said, for neither received it, what, of man. My apostleship, my ministry, I never received it from what? Man. Neither was I taught of it. See. But by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. So that's Paul. See. His ministry, he was not taught in any seminary school or in a theological college, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. So let's go to verse 2 and 3. He said, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen closely. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So here comes the question. Was Apostle Paul speaking about two separate people? Because he said, blessed be the God and Father, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that's the way how literally it's written that God is the Father of Jesus Christ. You see. So many Bible readers, that's the way how they see it, and they've made a doctrine out of it. See. But one thing is that this, our studies, is not meant to condemn any belief. But as humble students of the word, the Bible, we want to know the truth and stay by it. Amen. Amen. So many have made this Godhead, some hold the belief that there are three personalities in the Godhead, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Some hold the belief that there are two in the Godhead. That's the Jehovah, the Father, and then the other one being a God. I won't mention any name. In their Bible, they've written that God in a small letter. God, the Jehovah, and a God. They've written that one in a small letter. And then we have another belief of one same God revealed in three attributes. Amen. The same God, one God. So we have three different beliefs here. So this has become the greatest controversy, actually, within Christianity. But brethren, there's no controversy in the Word of God. Amen. So we want the Holy Spirit now to unravel this mystery of the supreme deity of Jesus Christ unto us. Amen. Give me 1 Corinthians 2, 7. Let's look at something there. The time has run fast. So, but we speak the wisdom of God. You see, this is a mystery. This Godhead is a mystery. Now, let's listen to Paul again here. He said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Amen. And so there is what? This book is all what? Mysteries. Hidden wisdom. Praise the Lord. And this revelation. So when you see a scripture like this, God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, you take it literally, you get it wrong. Amen. Verse 8, it says, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. See? So it's something hidden. It's a mystery. The wisdom of God. From before the world, he hid this. Amen. Verse 9, so it said, as it is written, I have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered the heart of what? Man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. You see. So, you see, as we are seated here, see, when we say the love of God, see, everybody will say, I love God. But if you love God, you have to know him as we have heard. Amen. You have to know him, who he is. If not, you can never love him. Amen. Because you will be able to know what he wants and what he doesn't want. Praise the Lord. Verse 10, and so, but God hath what? Revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So there is a revelation on the mysteries of God. Amen. So we come back again to Paul in 1 Timothy 3:16. Because this thing that had become a controversy, there's no controversy in the Word of God. It is we, the people, that have become controversial because of what? Lack of revelation. Amen. So here Paul is saying, and without controversy. You see, 1 Timothy 3:16 should even settle the matter. Praise the Lord. It should even settle everything. Said, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. God was manifest in the flesh. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Justified in the spirit. Seen of angels. Preached unto Gentiles. Believed on in the world. And then received up unto glory. Who went through all this? The Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So this should have settled the whole issue. So the prophet said, Christ did not come down to make himself known. Christ did not come to make himself known. He did not come to reveal the Son. Amen. But he came to reveal and make known the Father. Amen. To reveal and make known who the Father is. Praise the Lord. So in the Philadelphia Church Age, the message book there, it said, oneness of the Godhead is all the way from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. But the people have been blinded by an unscriptural dogma of Trinity, and that dogma is so universally accepted that to try to see a one God person is all but impossible. If people can see the truth of the Godhead but fight it, they can't ever see the rest of the truth. See, that's the revelation of Jesus Christ in his church and his works in the midst of the church for the seven church ages. See. So, this is a great subject, brethren. Starting from what? The book of Genesis, the God, one God, all starts from the book of Genesis to what? To Revelation. So this, to help us, let's look at the middle of this book. Amen. As the book of Isaiah. And then look at what God himself has said. See, to build a foundation. So that when you stand on that foundation, when any other scripture comes, like God, the Father of Jesus Christ, because you are standing on that foundation, you will be able to what? You'll be able to dispel those kind of what? Doubts that will come. Amen. From God's own mouth. So let's open to Isaiah 45. Quickly go through what God. God is so particular about it. Amen. Amen. Very particular. Because he knew that it's going to be what? It's going to be a controversy. But one thing is that those who love him, he will reveal unto them. Amen. So let's start to look at verse 5. It said, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. Straight. Amen. So we are laying a foundation we stand, because we are going to start from Genesis and look at scriptures that many have stand upon to build that Trinity. Because they will go back to the Genesis and tell, okay, God said, let us make a man. So he was talking to someone. You see, we are going to look at all this, but let's see this foundation first. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let's look at verse 6 also. Say, that they may know, see, that they may know, you may know, from the rising of the sun and from the west, from the east to the west, that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Amen. 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 Let's do verse 18. God repeating this several times. Verse 18. He said, for thus sayest the Lord, that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He had established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Amen. Let's go to verse 21. He said, tell them, and bring them near. Let them take counsel together who had declared this from ancient time. There is none. I said, have I not the Lord? There is no God else beside me. A just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. So how do you make God two and three? Amen. Verse 22, he said, look unto me and be ye saved. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. I am God. There is none else before me. Amen. Then verse 23, he said, I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness. See? It has gone out of my mouth in what? In truth. Righteousness is truth. See? And shall not return unto me. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Let's quickly, just 3 minutes left. Let's quickly now look at what God also told Moses to tell the children of Israel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wow. Let's look at Deuteronomy 4, 35. So Moses, tell the people, tell my children. Amen. So today, if you tell a Jew that the God he says they are three, he will just look at your face. You don't know the God he serves. Amen. That's why when Jesus said, I and the Father are one, they took stones, they wanted to what? Stone him. Why? He said, I've done a lot of things healing you. He said, yeah, the good things, not that what we want to stone you because you make yourself what? You are a man, but you want to make yourself as God. You see, they believe in only one God. Now, Deuteronomy 4:35, quickly. There are just four, this we will read before the time. You see, unto thee is it was shown that thou mightest know the Lord his God. There is none else beside him. Amen. 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 See? Tell them. Amen. Tell the children of Israel. Deuteronomy verse 39. He said, Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else. Amen. Tell them. Amen. Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one God. Amen. Amen. And Deuteronomy 32:39, he said, see now that I am he, and there is no God with me. Amen. So now we have this as our foundation. So any other thing that you hear, just look at where you are standing. See, it will diffuse all kind of doubts about what? Trinity. Because it was not easy for me myself in the beginning. I will believe that when I hear like God, Father, Jesus calling someone Father and all those sort of things, I get confused. We will come to all that. Amen. We will come to Son and Father. Praise the Lord. And so we have a foundation standing on that there is what? Only one God and there is none else. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, the Lord. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither had entered into the heart of man. Oh, what, Lord, you have prepared for your children whom you love, you, God. And Father, we thank you, the Lord, you revealed all these things to us. And Father, we say thank you. We bless your name, Lord. And now, as we start the today's worship and praises, and to hear your word of God, we ask once again the Holy Spirit to sweep over us, Lord, committing the soldier and the musicians, Lord, into your hands. The Lord, even as they raise the church into a higher grounds, singing praises and worshiping you, Lord. Father, accept our worship this morning, and create an atmosphere for us, O God, for your word, O Lord, that you have for us today. We thank you once again. We bless you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. May God richly bless you.